This is now our time for our UHealth segment with a UHealth doctor, and it gives me another opportunity to butcher a name. Today we've got Olaf Boldammer, MD, PhD, FAAP, FACMG. Wow, that's a whole bunch of initials. But what Dr. Boldammer really is he's the Chief of Clinical and Translational Genetics with the Dr. John T. McDonald Foundation, Department of Human Genetics at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to talk about genetic testing for the breast cancer gene. This has received a lot of attention lately because it's what Angelina Jolie used to identify her risk and then decide to undergo a double mastectomy. Dr. Boldammer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How'd I do?
Perfect.
I mean, awesome. High five.
You managed the mouthful very well.
Well, thank you so much. But I really want to talk about this. It's a really serious subject.
Sure.
We see all of the pink ties that people wear about breast cancer and all the other stuff. And now there's a marker that you guys can identify?
Correct.
Wow, that's pretty big. Is this something that's complex or is this something that's available to everybody?
I think, you know, before we kind of go into the laboratory testing, I think we need to make sure, kind of really, the first question is that most patients ask themselves, can cancer run in a family? And I think then, you know, we would need to clarify that most cancers actually happen by chance. But there are some families where there is a genetic factor that may increase the risk to develop certain types of cancer. So I think the test is not for everybody. We really have to understand that this test, and we are talking about the BRCA test for breast and ovarian cancer, is only for individuals, for example, with a family history, certain combinations of cancers in the same family, or Jewish ancestry, for example, when we talk about Ashkenazi Jewish background, or if the breast cancer, for example, happens at an early age. I think we have to take those into account before we would consider BRCA testing, for example.
Okay, and also I've got to believe that this comes with a little bit of psychological counseling because that stuff can be really scary when you get the results.
Of course.
Now, go ahead. Sorry, Doc.
I think that's obviously the most difficult part, to really talk about a positive result in a young individual, you know, who inherited the mutation, the variant from either parent and is not affected at the time of the disclosure of the test result.
Now, I'm going to stray a little bit away from just the one test, and I'm going to talk about more in general what you do, because it's a very cool title, Translational Genetics. Now, my experience is that you do this genetic research and then you try to translate what you learn into everyday applications. Is that sort of what you guys are doing?
That's exactly what we are trying to do. We're really trying to take the research finding, and obviously not just the research finding here at UM, but kind of research findings around the globe, into clinical practice and into clinical management, and really translate these research findings into everyday practice for the benefit of the patient.
Now, you talk about global, and we know that Dr. Goldschmidt and his team over at UHealth is really trying to bring the best international practitioners and then create an environment where international patients feel comfortable. You're one of the doctors that they can work with because you got many languages you speak with.
Correct.
Here.
Correct.
Now, what brought you to UHealth specifically, and then what made you focus on this translational genetics?
So I trained initially as a pediatrician and then added genetics because I feel that genetics is really at the center of most diseases and of most specialties. And when I was recruited here, I saw a unique chance to really pull together the different specialties and work together with the different specialties here at UM, while at the same time really broaden the research into some of these conditions. And like I said, the real cool aspect here at the University of Miami is to utilize these findings and translate these findings into clinical practice. So I'm actually working at the bench, I'm doing research, but then I also see the patients, and sometimes I see the patients actually benefit from our own research.
You know, that must be really rewarding to go look, investigate, collaborate with your colleagues on an international basis, and then put it into practice to help change somebody's life.
correct.
Wow, that's just amazing. What are some of the other types of things that you're looking at? We talked about breast cancer. We talked about ovarian cancer. What are some of the other markers that you guys are investigating? What are some of the things on the horizon?
So I think, you know, one kind of research tool that is currently used and that already has been put into clinical practice is personalized medicine. So now we have the tools from a genetic standpoint, not just to look at specific genes like the BRCA genes, but look at the entire genetic information. And now this sounds pretty scary because you would obviously uncover some genetic variants that may, you know, confer increased risk for later onset conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. But on the other hand, this information can be also utilized to tailor cancer treatment, for example, or to individualize treatment for some genetic conditions. We are just, within the next couple of months, we will probably implement this genomic testing tool also to be used in the clinical practice.
This is really exciting stuff. People drive by your building every day. They don't realize the miracles that are coming their way just from the things that you guys look at on a daily basis. It's really, really exciting. And in listening to what you're talking about, it sounds like the things that we read here on the show about U Health, the integrative medicine, the team of people working together across the specialties, really comes to play when we're talking about the translational genetics.
Yes, correct.
That sounds great. Now, we've only got about a minute or so left. How do people get more information or find you and your team, Doctor?
So they can find us through the UHealth website. And let me also stress that we run the only cancer genetics clinic with board-certified counselors and board-certified geneticists in South Florida, and really utilizing the comprehensive approach you just described. They can find us either through the website, or they can actually call us to make an appointment using 305-243-6006.
All I can say is Dr. Bodamer and his team are bringing world-class research and applications to our community. If you're out there and you think that this is something that you can, that'll help you, please call the doctor. It's why we're on the show with him today. Dr. Bodamer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we'll be back. Take care, Doc. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. Tarek trains people like Lamar Miller and Frank Gore and some dude named Jim Fried, who's absolutely full of it. So we're going to be right back after this break with NFL pro trainer Tarek Maddox. Stick with us. I'm out of here. Stevie.